immediately after recording the Cyborg episode, I put on the next movie, which is Enemies Closer. It was directed by Peter Hames, who did Time Cop, which yesterday was on the Movie Draft House, if you want to go hear about Time Cop. Peter Hames directed another Van Damme movie other than Enemies Closer and Time Cop called Sudden Death, which I'll get to at some point during these 30 days. I really like Sudden Death from memory. But this is Enemies Closer from 2013. You could tell by my tone. This is a good one. Late era Van Damme is so good. It's a shame. When I say late era Van Damme, I don't mean the body of work. I mean his ability to be charismatic. If you've seen Expendables 2, he's the only good part in that movie because he's so charismatic as the villain. And that's him a thousandfold here. He is the charismatic villain. Even to the point where I'm wondering at points, not always, like it's not over the top, but there are points where I wonder if he's auditioning for the Joker. But he is so good in this movie that is otherwise also good. This movie stars Tom Everett Scott, who is, I've always had a soft spot for him. He was in a movie I really like called Dead Man on Campus, as well as, of course, the Tom Hanks directed film, That Thing You Do, which is excellent and you should watch it. And this also stars Orlando Jones, who I've seen in a bunch of things. But one of my favorite things he's done has been in a movie called The Replacements, where he is a wide receiver for a group of replacement players during a football strike. That's also a good movie. You should watch it. This also stars Chris Van Damme, who, if you don't remember from several episodes ago, is Jean-Claude Van Damme's son. He's fine. He's fine. So, what makes Enemies Closer great? Two things. Van Damme. We'll come back to that. The other thing is this movie is got that right amount of violence. Like it so many of like the 90s and 80s, the movies that were rated R and violent were so pulled back in what they were able to do. The censors were so much more strict back then. And nowadays, you can be a little bit more free-flowing with the red stuff. And they don't hesitate to use it. But it's done. It's not over-the-top bloody. But it gives you that right amount where it comes across as realistic. And you go, oh. And there's a couple of moments where I went, oh. So the movie starts out. And there's a plane crash. Okay, real quick on the plot. There's a plane crash in the middle of this like lake in a national park. And the trailer for the movie Enemies Closer is on right now in front of me from the IMDb page. And I'm having a hard time turning away. Okay, so there's a plane crash. I'm scrolling down so I don't see it. There's a plane crash with drugs on this plane that Van Damme needs to go and retrieve from the plane crash. So he has a team of dudes, one of which is a diver, that is going to go get these goods. Now, Tom Everett Scott is a park ranger who's like retired military. And there's, he's out in the, he's basically come to the woods to think things over. And then there's Lindsay Cocker, who plays Kayla, who he finds in the woods. And you could tell right away, this movie, okay, as much as I like this movie, let me say, it didn't, outside of like some of, okay, the plot twist did not surprise me. The plot, you kind of get pretty quick. And one of them was this character, Kayla. As soon as he meets her, I'm like, she's in on something. Like, I knew she was on the bad guy's side. Even though she doesn't present that way until much later in the film, I'm like, she's on the bad guy's side. And then later, Van Damme says something like, yeah, we got intel on Henry. I'm like, oh, he got it from Kayla, who was on his team. And then, of course, when she finally makes her heel turn, if you will excuse the wrestling term. I'm like, yeah, no duh. But okay, that's like the only problem, because the movie moves quick. It's got maybe the other problem is it's got an additional plot that doesn't necessarily need to be there, but I guess kind of binds it together. So Orlando Jones plays Clay, who his brother died in a war, which Tom Everett Scott was like the leader of that platoon or whatever. And so Orlando Jones blames him, and he's come there to kill Tom Everett Scott. But before they can kill each other, they find out that there's this guy who's on the island who's trying to get this stuff. The people just start dying. So, okay. Anyway, so they join forces, Clay and Henry, because there's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. But this is more of like the enemy of me and the enemy of my enemy will make me and my enemy a tag team. And so they fight together. And along the way, by the way, Jean-Claude Van Damme plays Xander with an X. It's pretty badass. So along the way, Xander's diver gets killed. And so they need a new diver. Well, Tom Everett Scott has been trained in diving. And so he's the guy for the job. So now Van Damme is going to try to get a hold of him. And there's a lot of stuff. There's this old guy in a cabin who gets killed because I don't know why. He's dumb, mostly. He like doing a final stand at his house, which just happened, which I've heard stories about. But anyway, the introduction of Jean-Claude Van Damme in this movie, I'm having trouble thinking of a better opening scene for Van Damme in any other Van Damme movie. There are a group of police or something. They're monitoring a thing. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Well, they're looking for drugs. They're looking for these drugs that have fallen. Somehow they know about it. Doesn't matter. But the Canadian mounted police show up. And they're like, we have intel. We can help you. And they're like, no, we don't need your help. Go away. We don't want to work with the Canadian mounted police. They're like, okay. And then they get a knock on the door. And there in a mountie uniform is Jean-Claude Van Damme with blonde hair. And it's like frizzed out. It looks hilarious. But it just adds to the goofy. He's so charismatic. Like he's talking and he's nonchalant. He's my favorite type of villain. He's the funny one. He's the guy you just want to see on screen. And every second that Van Damme is on screen is bliss in this movie. Okay, so the violence. So again, Tom Everett Scott, they do a lot of action scenes, and I think that they had like a stuntman for Tom Everett Scott because I've never seen him do action before. And I even think there was a scene where they had a stuntman for Van Damme because he's done something. He did something in this movie I've never seen him do before, which was like run up a wall and do like a backflip thing. Maybe not. I don't know. But so the character that Tom Everett Scott plays is a trained military guy, but he goes full Rambo in the woods. And what I mean by that, he starts setting up traps. And if you've seen First Blood, you know what I mean. Like this one guy triggers a trap and a knife goes whoosh, like swings down and hits him right in the throat. And it's gruesome. It's the right kind of gruesome. It's the realistic, like, ooh. And then Van Damme Jr., Chris Van Damme, who plays Francois, he's running and he falls in a pit. And all you hear is this scream. You don't even know what happened. But this happens immediately after the knife to the throat. And so you've got this violent image in your mind. And then something horrible happens to him. You don't see it. But you're like, ooh, I know whatever that was. There might have been something in there hurt him. I don't know what it was. And then you see it, and his leg has been spiked through with this wooden thing that Tom Everett Scott put there. It's awesome. And they pull him out. Anyway, so it all kind of boils down to Orlando Jones is paired off with Kayla, who he thinks he's saving. And turns out, of course, she's on the bad guy team. And then, but Tom Everett Scott still thinks that she's a good person, so he's going to get the drugs for Van Damme to save her. When they get back to shore, it turns out she's bad, blah, 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 blah. A bunch of things happen. They fight in a tree, which Van Damme is hilarious. He's like, ooh, we get to climb trees. I don't know. It's great. He does it better than me. Van Damme's awesome. And so he also kills Kayla Van Damme does because she made mistakes. She let herself get captured by Orlando Jones. Anyway, Orlando Jones and Tom Everett Scott are buddies at the end of this movie. But how Van Damme dies is ridiculous. They're fighting on a boat, Tom Everett Scott and Van Damme, right? And Van Damme's just kicking his ass because it's Van Damme, right? And so he dumps him out. But along the way, there's like a gas leak in the boat. And there's a flare that Tom Everett Scott gets. And he throws it and it hits the water. And I guess, I don't know if this is possible. Maybe it is. I think it might be, actually. But the gas is sitting on the water and it follows the boat. I don't think it's possible. Get at me. Let me know. But if he lights the fire and it follows the boat. And the whole time in this movie, Van Damme is a vegan conservationist. Like, he really does believe it. It's good. Trust me, it's good. And somebody's like, oh, gasoline. I knew that would kill us. And it's him verifying and knowing he's right, that gasoline is bad for the environment, even though he's about to die and his boat blows up and he's dead. And Tom Everett Scott and Orlando Jones go off into the sunset. And that's the end of the one thing I like about this movie, too. There's no epilogue. It's just after that, it's over. Credits. Love that. This gets 5 out of 5 Van Dams. This, I'm not going to say it's the best movie that I've watched for this, but boy, Van Damme is full Van Damme. This is him at his best. And it makes me wish that this older Van Damme would get more roles because I think he's a better actor than he's ever been. He's charismatic. He's fun to watch on screen. And I wish that he would show up in more stuff, that he'd get a renaissance that he deserves. And I think this movie shows that he does.